A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. I am coming to you today, once I get my words together, to talk to you about our current climate and what you need to know about what you can do to create change. I've been alarmed at the number of people who really have given up and have said, oh my gosh, this is what it is. I can't believe where we are now. There's nothing that can be done. And to those people who are losing hope and faith, I would just want to encourage you that change is slow, but it is sure. So there's always, and that's something I got from my mother, Beverly. But there's always something that can be done. And I know a lot of people are feeling trapped because they're in corporate positions or they're just blessed to have a job in this particular climate, especially when Black folks are being targeted for eliminations. I mean, we even have this public debacle with, Lisa Cook, who is standing her ground and like, no, you do not have the authority to fire me. I'm not going anywhere. And the appeals court is, and the courts are upholding her position. So I just say, there are examples around of people who are standing up and who are winning against the current regime. And so I just encourage you to find those examples in your everyday life and then to also be creative in the ways that you can support. So what you need to know is that it's not always taken to the streets. It's not always marching. It's not always protests. But, you can do targeted boycotting. So, for example, even the Target boycott, that's been very impactful and effective. And Targets are actually closing in some areas. If you had said that to us, 2 years ago, Black folks are going to boycott Target and they're going to start closing stores. Someone would have said, that's crazy. It can't be done. It won't happen. Target's, too big of an organization or corporation and all of the things. Oh, there won't be enough impact, blah, blah, blah. But it's happening. It's being done. Change is slow but sure. All right. So you have to make sure that you are doing something. And even if you're in a job where you can't have a public opinion, for instance, where you think you're going to have a public opinion, then you can look out into, society, the news or whatever, and find examples of people who are really making things happen. They're creating change. And it is slow, but it is sure. And so there are different ways that you can participate in fighting back, whether it is deciding to not patronize a particular business because they have made their politics public. For example, you may not want to support the NFL anymore because they have said repeatedly that politics don't have a place in sports. We know that to not be true historically and otherwise, but repeatedly when it comes to Black people and our voting rights and our human rights and all of that, there's no place for it. But then when it is in service to some of the patriarchal and white supremacist ideals that the owners like to uphold, then they change it and they do different things. You might decide, I'm done with the NFL. I'm not going to buy any more merchandise. I'm not going to be a season ticket holder anymore. I'm not going to watch the games. In fact, I'm going to counter program. I'm going to watch something absolutely opposite to NFL football. Now you might have to find something to do Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights, but you will be able to create some kind of change in that way, affect some kind of change, and it'll help you mentally as well. You can also give to organizations. We're still finding out now about all the Black celebrities and non-Black celebrities, white folks too, who were giving money to progressive causes back in the day that you would not have known about unless you read their biography, memoir, or a family member hadn't said, oh yeah, Prince used to give, $1 million a year to such and such or whatever. You can quietly give money to organizations. And you can give them give it in different people's names. You don't have to give it in your name. You can give it in somebody else's name so that people aren't aware that it's actually you who's doing the giving. But you can give to progressive causes. You can give to various organizations. You can support local journalists, you know, independent journalists. You know, a lot of journalism now is corporately owned, but a lot of it isn't. So you can support your independent Black newspaper and donate money. A lot of them have nonprofit arms. You can give money to their foundations and things of that nature. So, you know, and I know money is tight. So there are other ways that you can, you know, fight back. And there are other ways that you can participate. You can organize, you know, small groups. It can be just you and your friends, you and your family members, where you strategize about, you know, what do we want to do, you know, with our local school system. I think it's fascinating that, you know, white supremacists feel perfectly okay with going to school systems and saying that we have to have this, and they, you know, remove books and do all this kind of stuff. But what about us? Why can't we organize and say, actually, we need to have these things too. So this is what we need in our schools, and organize as well. So there are lots of things that you can be doing on a smaller level that will have maximum impact. And it might take a little longer to get that influence out there or to get the changes or to see the changes that you want to see, but it can happen. But you don't have to sit here and stew. You don't have to sit here and be like, oh my God, my life is over. We live in a white supremacist regime. We are in the United States. It's foundational to the United States. I was just telling my girlfriend today on the phone, one of my friends, I said, I mean, it just feels like it did when I was a kid. I thought we had moved past it, but I was like, well, damn, we're back in Virginia. Like, I feel like it was when I was a kid. I'm you know, disappointed that that's where we are, where I'm like, oh my gosh, we've gone like completely back to where it was when I was a kid. But it is what it is. We didn't stop. We didn't quit. We just kept going. And if our ancestors had quit and stopped, we wouldn't be here. I mean, literally the plan was for us to be disposed of as unneeded property. I mean, think about that. The fact that we're actually here is like amazing. So I don't know. I find joy in being a living testament to resistance. I find joy in being a symbol of our people's liberation just by virtue of breathing. Like, it's just like, oh, we're here. We're not even supposed to be here. I find joy in that every day. And I think you just have to figure out how to find joy in these times. So maybe it's turning closer to your family. I've been watching a lot of comedy. The comedians are brilliant, and they just are spot on with a lot of their comedy. Some of it has nothing to do with politics. Some of it has everything to do with politics, but a lot of it doesn't. And it's just funny. And so sometimes that's how I escape. I just watch comedians. During 45's first term, I went back and watched all the kind of old school sitcoms I used to love, like Soap. I remember I watched that. So I just need you to know that this is not the end. It's actually the beginning. And you can figure out how to make this work for you and in what ways. And so I'm not saying that you turn off your emotions. I'm not saying you can't be disappointed. I'm not saying you can't be sad. You should be feeling all of those things. But what I am saying is you got to decide what you're going to do to get through this. And there are ways that you can contribute to the cause, you know, other than marching and protesting and fighting, falling into the trap of going up against the military and the police, which you cannot win. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm always the person like, we can always do it. No, it's set up that way. So how are we going to do that differently? How are we going to fight back in a way that is productive and constructive and works for us? You know, this whole idea of a radical left does not exist in the United States. If you know anything about world history, I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't even think we have liberals in the United States. I don't think we have progressives, like, really, honestly. But, you know, I can't say that too often out loud because then they call me like a communist or a socialist or all the other words. And I'm not those things either. But I was like, we definitely don't have a radical left here. So you can just go ahead and relax about that. Doesn't exist. Ain't shit gonna happen. Not the United States, not even ready for a radical left. Have no idea what that is. But you can think about the ways in which you can participate in making the change that you want to see. So whether it's, you know, not supporting a company, and telling other people like what this company is doing, fact-based, fact-based, not conspiracy theory, not what you heard. Do the research and find out from legitimate sources what it is, because we get it wrong sometimes, but fact-based. And maybe you're that person, you know, where people can come to and say like, hey, I heard this is going on. You know, if they don't have the skill set, is this true? You know, I'm that person in my family. I'm like, can y'all use Google or pay me? I usually charge like about $400 an hour for these services. But okay, let me go ahead and look this information up that you can find if you spend 2 hours doing it. Let me do it in 10 minutes because I can do it, right? But yeah, you know, fact-based information. You know, figure out what it is that you can do. If you got a little extra coins, send it to people who need it, organizations that are doing this work every single day. If you're tired of seeing, you know, corporatized news, support your independent news organizations, you know, your local news organizations. Send them, you know, even if it's just $25, right? You know, one of the things that I did was I stopped going to Starbucks for a myriad of reasons, but also because of the cost. So I added up how much money I spent would have spent at Starbucks over the year and donated it to a progressive cause, right? So that's something you can do. Like, it takes discipline, but you can do that, you know? It's like putting money in a jar or something until you get what you want and go buy what you want or get what you want. So there's just ways to be creative. But what I want you to know is to not give up. To not give up. We need you here. We need you in the struggle. We need you in the joy. I mean, you know, I think it is revolutionary, and I'm not the only person. There's scholars who've said this. There are activists who said this. There are people where, you know, rest is revolutionary. You know, choosing to take a nap is liberation. It's liberatory, right? It liberates you. So all of those things matter too. And you don't have to fall for the, oh, we're just going to be dancing and doing our fans. You know, that's just code for we're doing other things too, and it's not for you to know what we're doing, right? It's not different from our culture. What, you know, that's how we got out of slavery, codes. All right, so whenever you see somebody doing that, throwing that fan, that's like a sign. That should be a mental sign for you to go write a check, go donate some time. You know, at your school's kid, at your kid's school, you got an extra couple hundred dollars, put it on the lunch bill so the kids who aren't going to get free lunch anymore won't be hungry, right? Right. Every time you see that, go give some money to your local elementary school to make sure the babies aren't starving. Be like, I got an extra $50 this week. Instead of playing a lottery, put it on the ticks, put it on the kids. All right. So join us next week for Need to Know with Dr. Nzinga Burton. And of course, a Black Executive Perspective podcast. Also, I can't let the day go without shouting out Black Theater Day. Today's September 17th, Black Theater Day. So celebrate your local theaters, your Black theaters, right? Give them money. Go sign up and go see their shows. Take your classes to their shows. Go take an acting class. Support, support, support. Promote the shows. You're out of town. That's okay. Tell 10 of your friends to go anyway. But you know, that's what I'm talking about. Making a difference, make a decision. But join us next week and we will see you soon. But stay up, stay informed, and please, whatever you do, stay here. We need you.
A Black Executive Perspective.